2 o'clock in the Southland with Mason and Ireland. So I posted this morning on Instagram and Twitter, Mace.
Yes.
The whole, we're weighing it out. The run of show, as we call it.
Oh, nice.
For the Mandy Awards.
I saw that. I actually commented on that.
You said for people to vote for Mason and Ireland for Show of the Year. You know where to vote.
Yes.
710awards.net. Now, did you like your placement for the Mace National Anthem?
Yes, I did. I like that. I'm glad you budgeted in time.
Well, we have to for Mace.
Yeah, right at the top.
But now, right after the monologue.
Right.
No, before the monologue.
It's got to be before everything, right? Before
know.
The proceedings. Well, and then when does Ireland sing Sound of Music?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Okay.
That's more Key's show. I'm going to make it a statement at the Mandy Awards with my outfit.
Okay.
I am working on duplicating the Russell Westbrook Met Gala outfit.
With the skirt. The one with the skirt.
With the skirt, the black jacket with tails. And top hat.
And top hat.
Let's I'm see. Halfway there. I'm
halfway.
Not all the way there. There's a few things like he has the Wizard of Oz socks, the black and white striped socks.
Right.
I'm still looking for those.
Okay.
But I am confident.
You have the skirt?
I have a lead on the skirt.
Meet me halfway, as the great Kenny Loggins would say.
Yes.
Kenny Loggins reference.
But
nice.
By the way, if I would doubt that was coming together, I would think you're just doing a bit, except
no,
your
I'm...
performance at the trial.
Yeah.
The trial of the century?
No, it's for real.
I 100% believe him now.
Yeah, no, it's 100%
real. I am absolutely trying to pull it off. I don't know if I can get there, but I got a month, so I'm confident that I've got some good people on the case.
This
nice.
Is amazing. What about your outfit? Have you figured it out, Mace?
You know, I was thinking
my
about...
My backup outfit, by the way, Chris, is my black, shiny gangster suit.
I think you do both.
Maybe
you do a costume,
wardrobe change.
That is an excellent
idea. That is
idea.
Brilliant. That is brilliant. I was going to go white... Tux and tails.
I love it.
That's what I wore to my prom. White tux and
ruffles.
Tails.
You go ruffles
on the shirt. Absolutely. Gotta have ruffles.
The same suit from your prom or a different measure?
No.
Can't get into it.
Yeah, I can't get into that anymore.
Live Imaging Tuesday. Mason in Ireland continues right now.
You know, I think I'm super nervous today because tomorrow all my fraternity brothers are going to be here who I haven't seen or talked to in 35 years.
Well, and you also said you have a sore throat. So you should get a COVID test because you're the one guy around here who hasn't had COVID.
I'm the only guy that's dodged it.
I don't think you have it, though, because normally what you would have is a fever.
Right.
I've had a sore throat for a few days, and I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm better.
Well, you've had it.
Yeah.
I really believe...
You're not taking the day off tomorrow, are you?
I can't. They're going to be here.
Throat.
They're coming here.
Oh, they're coming here to the studio. That's right.
Yeah, they're coming
they have
to the studios tomorrow. So, no, I'm absolutely going to be
you
here.
You've got to get a PCR test after the show.
Who the hell do we have to approve that by? My friends are coming by the show. Isn't that enough?
No, we have to have them be allowed up into the studio.
Well, wait a minute. What's the big deal with that?
What do you mean?
You can't just allow anybody, people to just come up here. People don't just come up here.
My friends, we're not allowed to have my friends up to the studio?
We have to get it approved. You have to put them on a list to get up here.
Who has to approve that my fraternity brothers come to the show?
Okay, it has nothing to do with your fraternity brothers. It's just people.
Ben Rowe, Paul
Send me an email with their names, please. I love that we're doing this on the air. This is the greatest thing ever.
We do everything on the air. What are you talking about?
I know, it's totally fine by me. I like
doing it on the air. Since when did we start not doing stuff on the air?
Since when did we had a whole pandemic, sir?
Well, wait. Now, are these guys going to have to be COVID tested before they can come up?
No,
here?
Just give me their names so I can at least get them approved to be put up on the list.
Brendan.
No,
Flaherty.
I'm not writing these down. I'm not going to remember them. Just send me an email.
We're going to the LAFC game tomorrow night.
Well, they'll
Do you
enjoy
need a list for that too.
Stadium.
Yeah, we're going to be at in Jacob and Ronnie's luxury box. Which is going to be
it's
cool.
Great. Yeah.
And the LAFC people have contacted me. They said, we'll put you on the big board. So me and my fraternity brothers on the big board. But think about it. 35 years, they could be anybody for all I know.
Right. I mean, theoretically, they are you sure they're still men? Like they could.
For God's sake.
They could. You know, it's common now.
Yeah, no,
men transitioning
it's
to women.
Very, very. It's very rare that that happens. And that is not the case here.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Yeah. Very, very.
It'd be the world according to Garp kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, none of that stuff going on. None
By
of
the
that
way,
stuff
Dodgers now up 6-3. Justin Turner followed Trey Turner's home run with a 2-run homer. So now, all in the 6th inning, the Dodgers have hit 3 home runs. Mookie Betts, Trey Turner, Justin Turner.
Right.
And Will Smith had one earlier. So 4 home runs in this game. Dodgers lead 6-3 in the bottom of the seventh.
Hey, am I on pace for 1,000 regular season runs for the Dodgers? Do you, have you checked that lately? Add that up, producer.
I don't normally
add
check
that up, producer.
Bets, but I will
check
go
that.
Check that up.
Check that. All right. So Kevin Durant did an interview with David Letterman. I guess this is for his Netflix talk show.
That Netflix talk show he does is my next guest thing is great.
And he pretty much gets whoever he wants.
Yeah, like the one with Kim Kardashian was fantastic.
Yeah, so this is from Kevin Durant with David Letterman.
This sounds like this conversation he has with Durant. Durant sounds like you, like he's arguing what the position you always take.
Okay, so here we go.
When did you begin as a kid? As a kid smoking weed?
Nah, I mean, if you want to call 22 a kid.
22, so an adult. And it, explain what it does that people might misunderstand about it.
To me, it clears the distractions out your brain a little bit, settles you down. It's like having a glass of wine.
Yeah. So did you smoke today?
Yeah.
And you're just fine?
I'm actually high right now.
You want to get high?
I'm actually high right now.
No, that's kind of your.
Right now.
That's kind of always been your position, though. That to you, smoking weed's just like a glass of wine.
It is just like a glass of wine. And one of the things he said there, and by the way, I never smoked weed till I was 35 years old. Never even tried it till I was 35. Then my neighbor Ben Fleet moved in, and I got a contact high. Ended up using his. I was gone. So here's the thing about cannabis is that it does what Durant says, which is it does slow down your mind. It calms your mind. So if I could describe my mind, John, it would be, it's frightening. It would be a computer with a bunch of windows open all at once. Okay. And I'm constantly shuffling between ideas and, you know, song, all that kind of stuff in my head. So if I imbibe in cannabis, if I take an edible, my mind slows down and I focus on one thing. I can't focus on multiple things anymore. I can only focus on one thing. And that's what my mind needs more than anything is the ability to focus on one thing.
Okay, but the way Kevin Durant described it, it sounds, you've always argued that marijuana is not performance enhancing, but the way he described it, it would be. In other words, if
I don't think you could play high. You absolutely can.
Right now.
What?
You absolutely can play high.
I don't think you'd be good.
What? Yes, you.
Where's your killer instinct go when you're high? Your killer instinct goes is on the couch taking a nap.
What you're saying right now is you have all these different windows open and you focus on that one window. When you play like that, you focus on one thing. You focus much more. I used to do it all the time in college and play high. It was great.
You did a lot of playing high?
Yeah. It was great. What? I played great.
Did you?
Mace, I think you're naive if you think professional athletes, some of them are not
playing. No, I'm not saying they're playing. I'm saying I don't think it's performance enhancing.
Well, what Kevin Durant said, it would be. If it does help clear his mind, or the way you put it, helps you focus on one thing, it makes you less distracted. Think about a golfer.
Right.
Sure. Okay, you golf with a bunch of stoners, right?
And they play better.
The more stoned
they
are.
Get. Yeah. Mm. And so I think there's something to this.
Now, contrary to what you people may think, I have never, ever in my life used weed before a show.
Well, maybe you should. Durant says it would help you focus.
I'm low-key faded, bro.
No.
You know, every time we play that.
Yeah.
I'm low-key faded, bro.
Who is that, Jorge?
That's Ezekiel Elliott.
It sounds to me like O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Well, he has said the same thing many times.
I'm low-key faded, bro.
I'm actually high right now.
Yeah. I think.
Mixing stuff now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Am I the only person in America today that doesn't get high?
I'm with you, John.
No, you get high.
Wait a minute.
I do
I'm
not.
With you, John. Do you not get high?
You just
not
said, Bergman, you played high for all throughout college.
I did get high. Yeah, I have not gotten high in 10 years.
I've never smoked, John.
You've never smoked.
Never
you're
smoked.
Lying.
Ever.
You're
I've
a liar. There's no chance.
What do you mean, no? You can't
I don't
call
believe
Jorge
I don't
a liar.
Believe him.
Never
I don't believe
smoked.
Him.
I believe Jorge
ever.
Never tried it.
I don't believe it.
There's strong reasons why I've never done it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, of course, Bergman.
Yeah, Bergman.
Question, Jorge.
You know what? I normally don't, but on this one I am.
Yeah.
Alec Thomas, solo home run for the Diamondbacks.
Hey, how's that lie detector coming along? That could be one of the
I'm
questions.
I'm low-key faded, bro.
You know what? We should get the lie detector
Did
machine.
We order it?
No, I didn't order it. I'm going to order it today.
Okay.
Send me a link. I'll order it because we can have some fun with that. Lie detector. So, yeah, I would never do a show stoned. I just don't think that I would be at my best. I am at my best stoned when I'm at home in bed. That's what's the word you found yesterday? Slug-a-bed?
Slug-a-bed.
Slug-a-bed
real
is
word.
A good way to describe me.
Yep, real word, slug-a-bed.
All right, coming up next for you, John, Google has invented something, and you sometimes are sketchy on this technology, but they've come up with something that I think even you will want to try. That's coming up next for you, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, there's the great Kenny Loggins.
Hey, it's Yacht Rock.
See, I love Yacht Rock.
You know, there is a, on Sirius, there's
a Yacht Rock
channel. And on Apple Music, there is a Yacht Rock playlist that they update weekly.
Our ESPN vice president, Scott McCarthy, he's got an amazing Yacht Rock playlist.
Oh, does he?
It's Scott, incredible.
Yeah. Scott might actually have a yacht.
He might.
Yeah.
He's got
may.
A boat.
He
He's
may.
Got a boat.
He does
canal.
Have a boat?
Yeah. You know, Chris, I have a Yacht Rock playlist.
Yeah,
you would be one of the few people that I think would.
How many times? Well, I'll ask you the quiz.
All right.
Is England Dan and John Ford Coley on your Yacht Rock playlist?
I'm going to give it. Here it is.
By the way, Yacht Rock is very hard to say on the radio.
Yacht Rock.
Saying,
okay. Yacht Rock.
Watch. You want to see an impressive thing from Chris Morales? Chris, I'll give you the song. You give me the group.
Okay.
What a Fool Believes.
Doobie Brothers.
Baby Come Back.
Player.
Biggest Part of Me.
Ambrosia.
Steal Away. This is hard.
Ooh,
Mace might know this.
I can see it.
Steal Away. Dan.
Nope.
Fogelberg? No.
Starts with an R. First name starts with an R.
I don't know.
Richard.
I'm surprised I stumped Chris. Robbie Dupree.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. No,
all right,
I get
I'll
that.
Give you a few more. Africa.
Toto.
Yeah.
Sailing.
Christopher Cross.
All right, you get this one. I'll be impressed. How Long. How long?
Ace.
Wow. Very good.
Wow.
All right, Peg.
Don't
Steely Dan.
One.
Very good. Yeah. I Can't Go for That.
I Can't Go for That.
And This Is It.
Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
Kenny Loggins.
And then that next one, by the way, is I'd Really Love to See
Who
You
is,
Tonight.
England Dan, John Ford Coley.
Who's Yacht Rock for? Like,
us.
Who's it for?
No, it's for 50-plus-year-old losers like me who this
who
was our music we grew up
with. Live on a yacht?
Yeah, God, how great would that be?
It'd be terrible. I'd hate to live on a boat.
What are you talking about?
I hate boats. I hate boats. I hate boats.
Didn't you see the movie Cocktail?
Yeah.
Brian Brown lives on a yacht?
Hate boats. Hate boats. In fact, one time, I won't even get on a boat.
I went the yacht DiCaprio had in that movie where he plays the Wolf of Wall Street.
I get really seasick. One time my dad's like, well, come and, you know, buy this boat with me. It'll be an investment. I'm like, that is not an investment. Boats, right? The moment it sails, it loses money, I would think.
I don't own a boat.
All right, get this, and I'll be doubly impressed.
Oh, okay.
Kiss You All Over.
I'm going to kiss you
Exile.
All over.
How about that?
1979.
Wow.
Chris is the son of Mucho Morales, who was a hugely successful DJ who played all of this music. And obviously, Chris, in his bassinet in the back of the studio, was paying close attention.
So, Morales, you
I'm
put on all
impressed.
These promos about yourself
I
on
don't,
Live
see, I
Imaging
know, I know.
Tuesday Day,
see,
which I find entertaining. I like them. They make me laugh a little bit. Chris Morales,
Chris
Live Imaging
in
Tuesday.
And made a point of saying he does not do the promos.
So, how many promos for you run on our show?
I believe this is like the old morning show. I believe Mario has produced 7 of them.
7?
Now, he this like morning, because we're in the office on Tuesdays,
most
of the time we're at home,
okay,
in our home studios. But he said, I'm going to make more promos. We need to play them more. And I'm like, you know, Mario, it's weird because people think that I do all the imaging. Mario does a lot of the promos.
Uh-huh.
I said, people are going to think I'm making promos about myself. That seems a little full of myself.
But you wrote them for him?
No. So it was Mario's idea to really make Live Imaging Tuesday lit.
Did you send him like clips saying, use this?
He did
in the
all
promo.
This on his own, and he sent an email to the leadership team, corporate Greg, Amanda, myself.
Mini boss?
Greg, said,
Greg is mini boss.
Greg is on the leadership team.
He's part
team?
Of the committee.
The leadership team, okay.
And he said, what do
that's
you guys
a,
think?
That's a team I wouldn't want to be on.
I laid back in the weeds.
Yeah.
I didn't reply.
No,
everyone
did not
said,
reply.
Oh, it's a great idea. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're here.
All right.
That's why we're here.
Right. I had something to ask you, but I'll ask you at 2:30.
No, Mason, ask away.
No, it's not too much of it.
No, it is too much of you.
Yeah.
Thank
Mason and Ottawa continues right now.
Thank you for noticing that it is too much of you. All right. So, boy, a lot of people reacting to that conversation we had about Kevin Durant and cannabis. And this is what one guy said. This is Joey Arcera. It's frustrating to hear you guys talk about and mischaracterize smoking weed and its effects. It's all those things and more. I smoke daily and have for years. I'm also a corporate working Monday through Friday man. Maybe one day I can call in and give you perspective.
Wait a minute. What's he talking about that we're mischaracterizing it?
I'm California sober,
right,
man.
Mason uses it every day, and I said it could be performance enhancing. What's mischaracterized?
Yeah,
about
I don't
that?
Know what was mischaracterized there. That actually seems to be. But
this from Frankie Ramos, marijuana is for sure a performance enhancing drug. I work heavy construction for a living, a lot of custom stuff, and I've done some of my most creative work high.
Really?
Yeah. See, I think. Isn't it banned in the Olympics?
It is a performance. There was one.
Didn't some snowboarder get
Ross Rebagliata from Canada?
Good
had his
memory.
Had his bronze medal taken away in Salt Lake City because in snowboarding, at least, it's viewed as a performance-enhancing drug.
Wow.
Ross Rebagliata. So, all right, don't forget, you can get the new ESPN LA app. Search for ESPN LA in your App Store or Google Play. Download, tap, and listen. Super easy. Do that now. All right, now, John, you get a little sketchy around technology, like self-driving cars you're not a fan of.
Well, this is my philosophy on most of these technological things. I will try it after you have been the guinea pig.
Okay.
And you, thankfully, are willing.
I am absolutely willing.
Like, you can't wait to get in a driverless car. You were
what's new? What's next?
Yeah, you were running around on Periscope telling me it was going to be the next most important
thing. And we stream on it every single day. When these cameras are set up, where do you think that's going? It's going to Periscope. It's going to Instagram. It's going to Facebook.
Where are the cameras?
There aren't any today, but normally there are. Do we not stream on Twitter, Bergman?
Yeah, we do sometimes.
Yeah, we stream
all the
on
time.
Twitter. Yeah, it hasn't gone anywhere. All right, so Google last week teased a pair of smart glasses capable of translating in real time. So
it's like somebody was speaking Russian to me, they would automatically correct it.
They show a video demo of the glasses from last week. While they're still just a prototype, the idea is that if you're wearing these glasses and you're in a foreign country and somebody speaks to you, you will see the translation of what they said on the inside of your glasses. Now, is that not the crate? Now, you would try that.
Sure, why not?
Why not? All right, why not?
Wow.
So,
no.
Lisa.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Was that Joe Madden? Oh,
So Lisa, my wife, plays tennis with a lot of different people.
Yeah.
And a few of the people she plays with, who shall rename nameless, are super annoying.
Okay.
So she has gone out and bought, Diamondbacks are coming back, 6-5, bases loaded. Or no, first and third, top of the seventh. Okay, so Lisa's bought these glasses, and they look like Ray-Bans.
Okay.
But what they really are Bluetooth glasses that play music just loud enough so she can hear it, but no one else can.
They play it into your ear?
Correct. They have speakers right above the glasses.
How does somebody know Lisa's listening to music and is blocked out to the world if she's just got a pair of sunglasses on?
They don't.
And
I go, let me try those. And I put them on, and it's just loud enough where if the annoying person is,
you can hear it and they don't.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
And so that is her
song. Does she wear them with you?
That is an excellent question. I would if I were her.
I mean, does she have an extra pair laying around?
Hey, Bergman.
Yeah.
Call her. I'm going to ask in all seriousness if she has ever worn them with me.
Funch, you
just it to me. She probably won't answer her phone.
Funch, you did a story today, or you told me about a story. I don't think we ever got to it, that spouses can only pay attention to each other for...
Apparently, guys can only pay attention to their spouses or significant others for 6 minutes before zoning out.
That's a long time.
I'd like to think I could go more than 6 minutes.
That is a long time.
6 minutes is a lot.
Now, it may, if you ask my wife.
6 minutes can be forever.
Yeah, if you ask my wife, I don't think she makes it 6 minutes with me. But I could make it 6 minutes.
But with friends, Funch.
It's 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes with a friend. Only 6 minutes with a spouse. So I think she's got them sunglasses on.
Here's honest answer.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's ever used them with me. I mean, because they look like
regular glasses. Wow.
I bet she has. I bet she's used them with me.
Straight to voicemail.
Okay. Straight to voicemail. Yeah, that she's smart not to pick
she
up.
She told me.
Wow. No.
Yeah, that's Joe Maddon. Analytics are always right, correct?
Wow. No.
There you go. There's the full context from a little bit earlier.
Which,
today.
By the way, is pretty much what you argued when it came time to walking Corey Seager with the bases loaded.
Analytics would not say walk Corey Seager.
Of course,
it's the opposite.
They would say it's the worst idea
ever. Worst idea ever, yeah.
And they did score three runs when they did it. And by the way, he's in Texas tonight. He's playing Corey Seager tonight.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They're back there. The sunglass thing is interesting. I don't think I pay attention to anybody longer than 6 minutes. 6 minutes I drift off during phone calls
like
with my
Bergman,
mom.
You always say, you said it to me today.
What did I say?
That you were in a bunch of meetings.
Yeah, yes. Meetings.
I always think any meeting with more than five people better last no more than 15 minutes.
You're working
minutes.
For the wrong company.
No, because if they last for more than 15 minutes, don't you lose the room?
I mean, I'm fully paying attention the entire time. Well, it depends on the meeting. And also, like, we had a Mandy's meeting today. You were very much engaged the entire time.
Yeah, I'm locked in for the first 5 minutes of every meeting. Then sort of my head drifts away.
You're barely engaged in the show.
Head drifts away.
Vesia got the Dodgers out of the inning. So we go to the eighth with the Dodgers leading 6-5.
Okay, there you go.
Bottom of the seventh.
Tight.
Bottom of the seventh.
Tight. All right, so I mentioned this earlier. Tom Brady, last night LeBron James was doing an Ask Me Anything, an AMA, and Tom Brady responded. And here is what Tom Brady responded in the AMA with. You and me, 5 rounds, ice hockey shootout, who wins? That was Tom Brady's question for LeBron James. By the way, the Tampa Bay Lightning jumped in and said, we can make this happen. I'm sure they can make it happen. I did not see LeBron's response to every NBA me, but barely, maybe swinging from my knees, though. That's what LeBron James says. John, ice hockey shootout, you and me, who wins?
I don't think either one of us can skate.
I cannot skate at all.
I was a good street hockey player, so I would win. But
not if you can't skate.
I think I could skate good enough to shoot the puck. I mean, I could make it around the ice, but I'm not a fast skater. I tend to run on the skates. You know how you're supposed to glide?
You run. You jog. Yeah.
Yeah, you have, what, 7 screws and a plate in your foot?
Screws and a plate.
I'm not worried about you catching.
It's amazing that you're close. It's 9 screws and a plate, but you're right in the ballpark.
Okay, I would win the hockey shootout.
Yeah. I go to acupuncture on Tuesday nights, and I get needles stuck in all that.
I'm a big believer in acupuncture.
Oh,
now,
too.
Do you do electricity with the needles?
Yes. E-stim?
Yeah.
Yep, E-stim. Cupping?
I do cupping.
Cupping?
Yeah.
Do you do cupping?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, especially, boy, I use it
to. What do you get worked on?
Lower back,
right?
Primarily, and occasionally neck. I think it looks weird if you do your neck because you have all these weird cupping loops on your neck.
Yeah, like I'm going tonight, and my fraternity brothers are all going to be here tomorrow, and so I'm not going to get cupping on my neck.
But I normally do. I believe in all of it.
Oh, I do too. I believe in Eastern medicine.
What city
I think
do you
real.
Go to for? I go over by your house.
I go Santa Monica. Angela is Lincoln. Lincoln at Rose. No, we don't go to the same place, can we?
No, but we geographically we almost do.
Yeah.
I'm like Lincoln near Venice. I'm like right there.
Oh, you are right there. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's apparently an acupuncture hotbed. All right, coming up next for you, I want to mention this because it's a big deal. We're doing another poker tournament, first time since the pandemic, And here's the scoop on it. You can get into it right now, the 2022 Mason and Ireland Poker Invitational at the Commerce Casino and Hotel is Saturday, June the 11th. Text the word poker to 40705 for a chance to win a free seat in the tournament. Prize pool starts at $2,500. Both Ireland and me have bounties on our heads. You can knock us out, get paid. Don't forget, text the word poker to 40705 and visit commercecasino.com for more information. All right, coming up next, there's a phenomenon that is out there, John, that I just don't understand that I want you to try to explain to me.
Okay.
That's coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Live Imaging
she
Tuesday.
She grabbed my ass.
Woo-hoo. Oh, what was that?
What was that? She grabbed my ass.
Oh, hey. Nice. She it is a Live Imaging Tuesday. Mason in Ireland, what did you say? Somebody on Twitter wants to see Live Imaging Tuesday on video?
On video. Oh, God. What does Chris Morales look like? What does he look like when he's doing live imaging? I'm sure it's the most fascinating
thing. I perform well on video. Meanwhile.
Right. Chris, also on Twitter.
Oh.
Someone was impressed with your musical knowledge, and they want to know. Let's go around the room, and I think Chris will get this.
Okay.
Okay. But there has been a song. Tonight we have Eastern Conference Finals on 7-10, right? Tomorrow night, Western Conference Finals. Because of Luka Doncic, 1978 hit song, My Name is Luka, has been being played in Dallas.
I know it.
I think Chris will know the artist. Bergman, will Morales know the artist? 1978, My Name is Luka.
Yes.
Jorge?
Yes.
All right, Chris. All four of us think you'll know it. Who is it?
I hate to disappoint, but I don't.
Mace?
Isn't it? Suzanne Vega?
Correct.
Yeah.
Suzanne Vega.
That record came out in 78?
Yeah, and they're bringing it back because Luka Doncic is so hot in Dallas that he's a big deal, and they're playing
inside
the arena.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I let
everybody down. Do you feel like Suzanne Vega fits into Yacht Rock? I don't know.
No.
Is that Yacht Rock?
I think Suzanne Vega would be on a one-hit wonder channel.
Probably.
Did she have another hit?
No, I don't think so.
Tom's Diner.
Tom's Diner! Tom's Diner, which is like the most omnipresent song. Right. Do you know Tom's Diner?
No.
You'll know it the moment you hear it.
But this is the original Tom's Diner.
But I don't know that, Chris. We may have gone two back in the clock. What year were you born?
1983.
Yeah, that was even before you were born.
But a lot of the 70s stuff I know because I was around my dad when he played it. And I remember seeing like the label, the cart labels back in the day.
I don't think that song made it past 1978.
Like, I feel like this is the Sedano show. Because I'm going to keep teasing this thing I want to ask you about. But I'll do it.
All right, no, go ahead.
No, I'm taking too much time. Oh, wait. Play it up.
Now, what song is this? My Name is Luka?
Yeah, this
you didn't even know the song.
The great Suzanne Vega on
Suzanne
your radio.
Suzanne Vega! It's the only place in the world Suzanne Vega's on the radio
now. Mason in Ireland on a Live Imaging Tuesday. I'll ask you your thing before Bergman goes for
Okay, good.
About 15 minutes.
Okay, good. About 15 minutes, you're going to ask us the thing.
I want to ask you a thing.
Oh, ask me a thing. Okay, good.
Take it away, Sedano.
All right. So, John, I mentioned this trend I'm curious about and get your take on it.
Yeah.
So, women are joining sports betting apps at a faster rate than men. More than 4.6 million women joined sports betting apps in 2021. FanDuel alone added 1.7 million. Are we reaching a point where gambling is so mainstream that people who didn't necessarily always follow sports are jumping in?
Yes, but it still surprises me that there are more women than men. I think what may be contributing to that is men were already signed up.
That's, I think, one of the keys, yeah.
But still, it surprises me that 4 million women are signing up to gamble on FanDuel or, you know...
DraftKings.
DraftKings or where... I don't know a lot of women who have the DraftKings app. Do you?
I do not, although... Funch back there?
Would Lindsay or Laura or Emily have it?
Funch, are you comfortable saying what you said to me off air today? Well, I guess now you're kind of stuck.
What was that? I don't even know what it was.
Now you have to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My mom gambles a little bit.
Yeah.
Is she on FanDuel?
No, she's not. She lives in Vegas and just goes to the sportsbook.
Okay. And does she wager regularly?
Almost every day, but just like, you know, $20 here, $20 there.
Is she any good at it?
No, she's not. She asked me for her advice, and I'm never good at it.
Which way did you tell her to go tonight? What's the line on tonight, Miami?
Well, yesterday, I don't know what the line is tonight, but last night or two nights ago.
Can I guess while you're looking it up?
I got it.
I'm going to say Miami by 3.
You're close. Miami by 2.
Miami by 2.
Freddie Freeman, RBI single.
There you go.
7-5 Dodgers, bottom of the 7th.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I think that we're at a point where gambling is going to become completely mainstream. Completely mainstream. It has always been, like my dad, when I was growing up, had a bookie. And his bookie, can't say that because he's still working.
Okay.
But his bookie was somebody that
but
I knew.
Now you don't need a bookie. You just go do an app.
Now you
right?
do. But back then, he had a bookie. He bet the old-fashioned way.
Although it's not legal in California. You'd have to have an offshore app or something.
You'd have to go to, like, Curacao or one of those. It's going to be legal soon because there are two initiatives on the ballot. Well, have you decided which initiative you're going to support?
Why wouldn't I support both of them?
I'm going to vote for both of them.
Yeah, I mean, people want to gamble, let them gamble.
Gambling, yes. I vote yes on gambling.
I think that it's a great revenue stream.
Yeah.
Why not? Let's legalize it. Let's regulate it. Let's let people bet if they want.
Let's tax it.
Right.
You can't win. You can't win at sports gambling.
Yeah.
Well, despite what, Steve Fezzik says he wins, and then what? He goes like 500 or under 500 picking games on the show last year, right?
Yeah, but the Fez makes
right around 500.
Yeah, the Fez makes money, but he's one of few that make money. But he eats, breathes, and sleeps sports gambling. I mean, it's his whole life.
By the way, my name is Luca, according to Chuck Wagon, came out in 87, not 78.
Oh,
is that
I had
possible?
So maybe I was just.
Yeah, because I was doing radio as a program director back then. That's when I remember the record. So
yep, 1987.
87, right. There you go. Bergman is right. I played some of the best basketball games after smoking weed. I would focus on stealing the ball and hitting threes and would be in the zone. So maybe that's. Do you think they're guys playing high?
I do. I think there are functions, and I've seen it on the golf course. I think there are people who are completely functioning stoners.
And this was a rule against, players were not allowed to smoke, or they tested for it in the NBA, until they went into the bubble, and then that all changed, right?
Right. They waived it in the bubble, and I don't think they ever brought it back. I don't think it's on the banned substance list anymore. I'm not sure about that, by the way.
I'm pretty sure you're right, that it is not on the banned substance list anymore. Because, obviously, Kevin Durant, in case you missed this from earlier, this is what Kevin Durant told David Letterman.
When did you begin as a kid? As a kid smoking weed?
Nah, I mean, if you want to call 22 a kid.
22, so an adult. And explain what it does that people might misunderstand about it.
To me, it clears the distractions out your brain a little bit, settles you down. It's like having a glass of wine.
Yeah. So did you smoke today?
Yeah.
And you're just fine?
I'm actually high right now.
That is so great. That is so great. Don't you think Letterman just quit and started smoking weed and growing out his beard? I've always assumed that was the case with David Letterman.
Well, he had that heart issue, so he might be like you, might be an edibles guy.
Yeah, maybe an edibles guy. I still, just one time, you should do it.
Oh, I did it years ago, but I don't need it.
Can't sleep at night.
Right, but I don't think that's going to help me.
Oh, come on. An indica will knock you the hell out, man. Hmm. You should try it. I'm telling you, you should try it.
I don't have to lose. But
so,
I'm like the only person, my wife and I are like the only people I know who don't do it.
We're becoming a part of a very small group. I mean, you drive around town and there's billboards everywhere.
Well,
and
that's one reason. Like,
it's hard to get away from.
If you do it, you can't drive anywhere, right?
Correct.
Yeah. I mean,
you can't drive anywhere.
Yeah. I come on.
No, it's for on the couch. It's for on the couch.
These guys I play golf with, I don't know how the hell they get home.
Hmm.
It's like, I think
Uber?
No. They have cars there.
Lyft?
Lift the gas pedal themselves. I mean, but I think that they're functioning. They
bus?
No bus.
Tram? Nothing, huh?
Hey, are we? Do we care about the draft lottery tonight?
Well, yes, because we've got a chance for our pick. We have a 0.4% chance of having the pick. We're top 10 protected, so we would get it if it's 11, 12, or are there 13 teams in the draft?
Well, top 10 protected would mean if it would be top 10, so is it protected after 10?
No, 11, 12, and 13.
If New Orleans gets 11, 12, 13, or 14, then we get the pick.
Yes!
Okay. 11 is 11.
You feel lucky?
No.
No, I don't either.
Wow. No.
Yeah, no, I do not feel lucky. This is one of the many picks that we will have given up. And, you know, there's this whole big, like, what if we had kept Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball thing floating around out there?
Then we don't get the title.
We don't get the title, you people. We don't get the title.
You play to win the game.
Yep, and we did. And we won them when they mattered. And it doesn't matter what Patrick Beverly has to say.
They had a treasure trove of young players and assets. They put them all on the table to get Anthony Davis, and they won a championship. Like his tenure.
Bubble championship.
Okay.
Or.
Okay. If you want to do this exercise, we can go year by year, and I can put an asterisk next to a lot of championships.
I just said bubble championship.
Am I lying? Am I lying?
One thing about you,
you could put an asterisk to a lot of championships.
Some.
Yeah, bubble championship, he says. And, you know, I've got a friend. Actually, I'll say it's not a friend. It's my brother, Brian, who lives back in Toledo now. Lives back in Toledo, moved from Florida to Toledo. Hates LeBron for some reason, just despises LeBron.
That doesn't make any sense.
And it's because Brian lived in Ohio when LeBron left, and he never got over it. So,
but he came back and won a title.
I know. I'm just telling you what he's saying. And he says the only reason the Lakers won the title is because it was a short season, and those two guys were able to stay healthy for the whole thing, and that's why they won.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong. That's correct. It's correct. Damn. I mean, it's a question of how many, you know, Anthony Davis, LeBron James are definitely at a point where, and we're betting on them. I think they're going to be, without question, they're going to be here next year. But it's how healthy can they be and what's the wild card there? It's very difficult to imagine the Lakers winning the title without LeBron James and Anthony Davis healthy for at least 50 or 55 games, right?
I would agree. Yeah, got to keep them on the court. And if they do, I think they got a shot.
All right, let's see. We got coming up next for you is Jump Ball. Bergman, it's Tuesday. Is this going to be a good one?
That's, you know, about 35% now.
35%. All right, good. I'll take that. All right, so let me tell you about Jacob Imrani, my friend Jacob Imrani. So this is just all-around great guy. And if you are involved, I mentioned, in fact, that me and my fraternity brothers tomorrow night are going to be in Jacob Imrani's luxury suite at Bank of California Stadium for the LAFC. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Don't miss Travis and Sliwa. Weekday mornings after Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
I would be such a terrible country club member because I would be such a great country club member. I would never leave. I would be like Norman Cliff from Cheers. I would be a fixture in that place. I would never, ever go away.
What's the price on the pork chops?
Round on the house.
We told you, we don't sell pork chops.
Trav and Slee, live from L.A. Live, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. After Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/LA. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter.com/LA.
Your Tuesdays will never be the same. It's a live imaging Tuesday on 710.
Now, what are you calling this? You're calling this
Lit.
Lit.
Live Imaging Tuesday.
Oh, that's a good name.
I like that.
Live Imaging Tuesdays every Tuesday with Chris Morales.
Everybody say.
Wow, you're all in.
Oh yeah, you want me to dance for it? I danced earlier on Travis and Sliwa.
All right, do it. Not necessary.
You want to see me grind?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You never know what you're gonna get on a Live Imaging Tuesday on 710 ESPN.
More Kenny Loggins playing with the boys.
Oh man, it's like Yacht Rock Tuesday.
But here's why I wanted this real quick before we get to Bergie.
Yeah.
You're going to be playing with the boys tomorrow night, your fraternity brother.
Correct, yes.
But earlier, this is what I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
You described this as getting together. How many of them are there?
Four fraternity brothers.
And you haven't seen these people in 35
years? 35 years.
This sounds like a nightmare for Mace, doesn't it? That sounds like anxiety, you know, and awkward having to talk to people.
I am surprised you're embracing this the way you are.
Really, why?
You haven't talked to these people or seen them in 35 years?
Like, I'm thinking back to...
They were like my best friends.
35 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm thinking back to when I was in a fraternity at UCLA and to the guys I haven't seen since I were there. The guys I wanted to see, I've seen.
Right.
Yeah, the ones...
Well, I moved away, right?
And you're stuck at a game. It's not like you're going to meet for a drink where you can be like, okay, guys...
Wait a minute. We're stuck in a house...
But you can leave.
5 days.
Yeah, you can. The best thing for you is you've got your own house.
I do have an exit plan.
Yeah.
I do have an escape plan.
Anyway, it's time for Berkey. Time for Jump Ball. Take it away, Corporate Greg. Thanks, Chris. All right. So Antonio Brown tweeted out yesterday, "All I want to do is retire a Steeler." How should the Steelers handle this?
Let him be a Steeler for one day.
Even how he left? He left really poorly.
Yeah, but let him...
Like everywhere else.
He had his best years. Let him be a Steeler for one day, and he has to agree to this up front. You retire, you sign your retirement papers at a press conference, and you're done.
But I think he thinks he's going to play. I don't think he thinks he's retiring as a Steeler. I think he thinks somehow he's going to play for the Steelers.
Yeah, that's true too. You've got to get him to agree to it up front.
I mean, Big Ben's not there anymore, so maybe he can go back. Yes,
yeah,
no?
I just don't know anybody in the Antonio Brown market right now. By the way, there are a lot of wide receivers that are, like Julio Jones is out there unsigned. There are multiple guys that are unsigned right now at the receiver position. I can't imagine anybody's clamoring for Antonio Brown. If you want to do the retire as a Steeler for one day thing, yes, but I don't think the Steelers are in the market. Mike Tomlin's still there. I don't think they're taking Antonio Brown back.
The Rams.
No, not Rams. Not Rams.
Why not?
No, because...
I mean, they love those reclamation
projects. We're
holding
on for OBJ.
Corporate Greg, take it away.
All right, do you know who Julia Fox is? She dated Kanye West and was in Uncut Gems.
Okay.
But there are pictures out of her going grocery shopping in a bra and underwear with a denim jacket to somewhat cover herself.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
She said, okay, I guess I just have to be more Hollywood and more bland, but blank that narrative. I want to pop out, and if I want to pop out, and I'm going to wear crazy stuff, which is what I want to wear. What do you think about anyone, male or female, wearing just underwear to the grocery store?
You be you. If you want to wear underwear to the grocery store, go for it.
So if a guy, let's say Mason walks around in his tidy whiteys, goes to Trader Joe's.
Yeah,
you're okay with that.
It's an image.
It doesn't bother me.
It's an image.
It's an image.
Does not bother me in the slice. Bergman, why does it bother you?
No, I'm asking you guys the question. It doesn't bother you. Do whatever you want.
It's not for me personally. But what is the rule? No shoes. No shirt. No service. Right.
That's it.
She had a top on.
She had a top.
She had underwear.
Underwear. So I
boots.
Boots.
Denim jacket.
I see nothing wrong with this.
Nothing wrong with it.
I mean, look at what happened at the Met Gala. Look at the funky ways people are dressed.
Right.
If she wants to go to the grocery store with a bra and a denim jacket, I'm like, all right, I guess that passes for fashion.
If that passes for fashion, then it does. But I mean, the Met Gala and Trader Joe's are two totally different places.
That's true, but
you didn't know. You didn't know.
I had no idea. The Met Gala and Trader Joe's are not the same.
This is why I'm here, Mace. This is why I'm here.
Yeah, this is why you're here producing.
So last night I was watching something from the Dodgers before the game or whatever, and it was an episode where...
Can you be more specific?
Yeah, it was like the Backstage Dodgers.
Yeah, I love that show.
And they were talking to a coach, and the coach says, I bet you we're going to have a flyover. What is the purpose of a flyover? Like,
To get the crowd fired up.
Is that it?
Yeah.
So a waste of just for that?
No, it's kind of cool to see all those planes fly over the stadium.
Plus, Jorge, what happens is if you're at a stadium where there's a flyover, ballpark or stadium, afterwards the pilots land and they come to the ballpark and they get recognized for being the guys that flew. It's a way to recognize people who are out there serving the nation.
Yeah, I get that, but just okay.
Like, it pissed me off when they put a veteran on the board and people don't stand.
Oh, no, we do. Like, when we go, we do stand, right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah. We absolutely stand and clap. Yeah. So I think that's the reason. And I'll tell you, you know what's a really cool flyover is, what's the one that makes no noise until you're right? Is it the B-2 bomber? Is it the B-2 bomber that does that?
I don't know.
Somebody, Bergman, Stealth, producer? Stealth.
I'm the producer. I know all the stuff about the Navy.
Something like that. I'm going to look it up.
That's now part of your job. Naval intelligence.
Now you got to know about the Navy.
Like, come on, producer.
Quiet plane. Go ahead. Take it away.
UFOs.
Corporate Greg, take it away.
It's ridiculous. Drew Brees is out as an analyst for NBC, leading to thoughts that he is going to make a return to the NFL. What team should pick him up where he would make the most impact, Ireland?
Well, the Saints would be the one where he could step in right away. They, you know, the Saints are going back to Jameis Winston. But if you wanted to expand it beyond the Saints, because he played, you know, the majority of his successful years there, the job where you could step in right now is Seattle. They don't have a quarterback.
Now, Ed Werder reported today that Drew Brees has a shoulder issue and isn't going to be playing for anybody this year.
Well, and the coach, Dennis Allen of the Saints, said they haven't even talked about it.
Right.
Says he thinks he was kidding.
Yeah, not everybody is a good analyst. He falls into that category. He wasn't a good analyst. He's walking away from the... That's why I think the Tom Brady deal... I understand paying for Troy Aikman and Joe Buck and Al Michaels and guys like that. That all makes sense to me. But the idea of paying big money for a guy that's never done it before, that's what NBC did with Drew Brees, and now look where Drew Brees is. Fox is going to pay $37.5 million a year for Tom Brady. Who knows if that's going to work? By the way, it's the B-12 Stealth Bomber.
Yeah, I got sound for me. Hold on. There. You heard it?
Thank you. Very funny.
Oh, where is the
Can
best?
I hear the Stealth Bomber one more time? Let me hear the Stealth Bomber.
Crazy.
Just went right by.
See right by. Excellent.
Corporate Greg, take it away.
All right. Smart asses. Pirtle time. Mason, give me a name, any name that is currently in the NBA.
Let's go with Mikal Bridges.
Mikal Bridges. In the West, but not in the Pacific Division. He is not a forward, under 6'6", under the age of 25, and his number is under 25.
Okay. Now we're getting into John Ireland territory.
He's
in the West.
He's in the West, and he's a, what did you say?
Either a guard or a center.
All right, he's in the West, and he's a guard.
Well, he's got to be a guard because he's under 6'6", unless there's a center
under
that's
6'6".
Like 6'5".
Okay,
yeah.
So he's all right. So he's under...
Guard in the West.
Guard in the West, not in the Pacific.
Mike Conley.
Good guess.
That is a good guess. Not on Utah, not in the Northwest either, so not in the Pacific or the Northwest.
So what
he
does
is
that
a guard,
leave?
Taller than 6'1",
Southwest?
Under the age of 34. His number is above 11, but under 25.
Let's go with Jonte Murray.
Okay, another good guess.
Wow,
Mace.
Look at you. In the Southwest, guard under 6'4", under the age of 25. His number is also above 5. So between 25 and 11. Guard Southwest, not San Antonio.
Under not, 6'4".
Guard in the
okay, so...
So I think like Houston, Oklahoma City.
Josh Giddey.
Josh Giddey is a good guess.
Yeah, that is a good guess.
Josh Giddey. No, not on Oklahoma. OKC is in the Northwest.
Okay.
That's weird.
All right, wait a minute. So it's probably we got to think.
The Southwest.
Josh
so that's
six,
Houston.
Eight.
Memphis. Okay, go Desmond Bain.
Desmond Bain. On Memphis, but not Desmond Bain,
okay.
Under 6'5". His age is under 23, and he's below 22.
It can't be Ja. It's not that obvious, is it?
I mean, you
under
try
23. Sure, we should check
Ja
it.
Morant.
I don't think it's him, but you want to.
Ja Morant is the correct
is
answer.
Is the correct answer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Ja Morant is your right answer. Good job. Got it in six guesses today.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Wow.
That always makes me think about the Wordle, so I'll have to do the Wordle
right, go ahead and do
break.
That.
Yeah. That'll do it. Been terrible. You know what? I honestly measure my day by there are days where I get the Wordle. Those are good days. And there are days I don't get the Wordle. Those are terrible days.
All right. Now, I have not checked this, but it comes from a guy whose Twitter handle is Kobe Forever.
Yes.
So I think it could be true. The Lakers pick this year has a 0% chance of being retained. It was unprotected to New Orleans, and they placed a top 10 protection on it when they traded it to Memphis in the Adams Valanciunas deal. 1 through 10, New Orleans gets it. 11 to 14, it goes to Memphis. So there is no scenario under which the Lakers will get a pick tonight at the draft line.
What about just getting lucky?
No, but you heard the draft is 1 through 14.
Well, what? You told me that New Orleans sent out a tweet congratulating the Lakers on a 0.4% chance of.
That was to make fun of them.
Oh.
I think.
So we have no chance of getting a pick tonight.
According to this, most likely not.
I mean, if there's 0.4, then it's not.
Yeah, but he's saying there's no.
All right, I'll text a guy I know at the Lakers.
Yeah.
He'll be able to tell me.
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay.
Good. Let's find that out before we get to. And by the way, we got the game for you tonight. Miami and Boston, game number one. And we'll have all the games from the Eastern and Western Conference Finals for you coming up here on 710 ESPN, the home of the NBA playoffs. Plus, John, there's an Arby's manager who is scaring me. I'm worried.
Okay, why?
I'll explain it coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.